The Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board last night approved a phased-in approach to bringing students back to school. It starts with some special education students returning September 29th and ends with high school students coming back in January. WFAE's Andos Helms explains.
The first group of students who will return to CMS classrooms are students with disabilities who are in special schools or classrooms. They'll start back in less than 2 weeks. Pre-kindergartners will come back October 12th and have schools to themselves for 3 weeks. Students in grades K through 5 and Montessori pre-K students return November 2nd. Grades 6 to 8 start back November 23rd. For high school students, the return plan is even more complicated. They'll come back the week of December 14th to take end-of-course exams, but won't start in-person classes until second semester begins January 5th. And as board member Carol Sawyer noted, this plan could be derailed if there's a fall or winter surge in COVID-19.
The continued success of that plan depends upon the community metrics and the health of our staff and the health of our students.
Board member Jennifer De La Jara reminded families that except for the pre-K students, only one-third of the students in each grade level will be in school at any given time.
It is 1 week on or in the school and 2 weeks still of remote instruction.
In a four-hour special board meeting, staff talked about the extensive preparations for bringing students back. Things like stocking up on 66,000 bottles of hand sanitizer, 1.3 million pairs of gloves, and more than 10,000 gallons of hand soap. Deputy Superintendent Carol Stamper also noted that the district is buying 1.4 million disposable cups and 150,000 water bottles, so no one will drink directly out of water fountains. Indoor air quality got a lot of attention at the board meeting. CMS has 36 schools and 3 other buildings that can't bring in outside air, which is considered a major factor in preventing circulation of the coronavirus. Stamper says CMS is doing extensive work, but the short-term answers may be low-tech, like opening doors and windows. Or CMS could look at more extreme measures.
We could talk about not using those classrooms for the moment, for a short period of time, until the COVID pandemic either gets under control, or we find another technology that might help us out.
Superintendent Ernest Winston's plan calls for starting with students with disabilities and the youngest children because they struggle the most with remote learning. 3 of the 9 board members, Sean Strain, Margaret Marshall, and Rhonda Cheek, voted against the plan because they said it's too slow. Here's Strain.
The case for continuing the mandated remote learning hasn't been made. And so I look at this and I think to myself, why aren't we putting these kids back in our classrooms as soon as possible? It's not reckless. It's not only responsible, but it's necessary.
But board member Lenora Shipp said the plan
is a good, smooth, effective, efficient phase-in.
And Vice Chair Thelma Byers-Bailey said it strikes a balance between two extremes in the community.
One that has been pounding the table saying we needed to go back to school 2 months ago. And the other who are shaking in their boots saying, no, not yet, no, not yet, no, not yet.
The 6-3 vote means the staff will keep moving toward plans to slowly bring students back to class. About 50,000 of the district's 150,000 students are enrolled in a full remote academy, which means they won't be part of this return. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.